died. And the Talmud tells us such conversations with Reb Meir and Acher. They were once walking on Shabbos together, and Reb Meir was so engrossed in the discussion of learning that they were having that they came to the boundary of 2,000 amos, which you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. So when he came to the edge, to the border, so Reb Elisha ben Abuya Acher said to Reb Meir, "Meir chazor boch, Meir, turn around," because Reb Meir was a Shomer Shabbos. So he told him, "Come on, you know." According to one part of the story, he was riding on a horse, Acher, and Reb Meir was walking. So Reb Meir turned to him and he said, "Rebbe chazor boch, you also come back." In other words, do tshuva, come back. So Acher said, "Shomati me'achorei apargud, I heard from heaven." He's still, even in Apikoros, he still hears in heaven. You know, it's like, give me the old-time Apikorsim, right? Forget about today's religious. Give me the old-time Apikorsim, right? That are still, they hear the Baskol in heaven yet. He said, "I heard in heaven, shuvu bonim shovavim." God says, "You children that are mischievous, no matter what a Jew is, come back, or God will take you." The Talmud tells us that God has a tunnel underneath the throne of heaven, so people he can't bring in the front door, he brings them in through the tunnel. That's the Jewish concept of God's infinite mercy. She said, "I heard in heaven everybody can come back, chutz me'Elisha ben Avuya, he can't come back." So he was doomed. But Reb Meir was a fierce defender of his. The Talmud tells us that when Elisha ben Avuya died, Reb Meir thought that Elisha ben Avuya died doing tshuva. But when they buried him, they saw smoke, a fire coming out of his grave. So they told Reb Meir, "You know, your Rebbe's grave is on fire." And they were sticking it to Reb Meir a little, too. The Gemara later will call Reb Meir Acherim, because he learned from Acher. Reb Meir was a no quarter asked, no quarter given person. So he went to the grave. There are different versions in the Medrash and in the Gemara, but the strongest version of what Reb Meir said was that he told the Ribbono Shel Olam, he said, "Listen," he spread his talis over the grave. He said, "Lini halayla." He quotes here a posik that Boaz said to Ruth, "Lini halayla, stay here overnight. Vehoyo baboker, and in the morning we will see. Im yigolech tov yigol, if the other redeemer will redeem you, okay. Vim lav, and if he won't, gaal vim lo yachpots legolech, if he doesn't want to redeem you, ugaal tichonochi, I will redeem you," Boaz said to her. "Chai Hashem, I swear by God that I will redeem you. Shichvi ad haboker, lie until the morning, don't be afraid." So he took this posik. I mean, it's just the enormity of Chazal. Reb Meir took this posik and he said it about his Rebbe. Lini alayla, lie in the night. The world is night. The world is always black. The world always has unanswered questions, cruelties that cannot be explained. Terrible things happen. In the night that we are in, that we have no answers. But Bahoya Baboker, that's the world to come. In the morning when the sun will rise and we will see things clearly. So Im Yigolech Tov Yigol, if God will redeem you, good. But if Im Lo Yachpots, if God doesn't want to redeem you, Gal Tichonochi, I will redeem you. My Rebbe, Reb Meir, Chai Hashem, I swear by God. If he doesn't get you out.